This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Ukraine on Wednesday welcomed the range of Western sanctions imposed against Russia for its menacing actions in eastern Ukraine, while Kiev's Security Council called for a national state of emergency and the government recalled its ambassador to Moscow. Tensions mounted 2 days after Russian President Vladimir Putin decreed the eastern Ukraine regions of Luhansk and Donetsk were independent states and sent what he characterized as peacekeeping forces across the Ukrainian border, stoking fears of a broader conflict with the one-time Soviet republic, which has been independent since 1991. Several Ukrainian state websites, including the government and foreign ministry homepages, could not be accessed on Wednesday. Ukrainian authorities said this week they've seen online warnings that hackers were planning major attacks on government agencies, banks, and the defense sector. Kiev blamed Moscow for the cyber attacks, although Russia has denied any involvement. The head of Ukraine's National Security and Defense Council called for a nationwide state of emergency for 30 days. Subject to parliamentary approval, the Ukrainian foreign minister has advised against travel to Russia and urged anyone there to leave immediately, contending that Moscow's aggression could curb its ability to provide consular services. Ukraine's military said Wednesday that shelling by pro-Russian separatists in the Luhansk region had killed one Ukrainian soldier and injured six others. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky signed an order to call up some military reservists, citing a need to quickly staff the nation's army. In a video address late Tuesday, Zelensky said Ukrainians are a peaceful nation. This is VOA News. A new poll finds little support among Americans for a major U.S. role in the Russia-Ukraine conflict. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
President Biden has acknowledged a growing likelihood that war in Eastern Europe would affect Americans even if U.S. troops don't deploy to Ukraine. Sanctions could provoke Russian retaliation, and President Vladimir Putin has a range of tools he could use, including cyber attacks on U.S. infrastructure and industries. Still, the poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research finds just 26% of respondents saying the U.S. should have a major role in the conflict. 52% say the U.S. should have a minor role, while 20% say the U.S. should have no role at all. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Aid groups warned on Wednesday that a spike in COVID-19 infections and an alarming measles outbreak have compounded the health emergencies in Afghanistan, stretching the impoverished, war-torn country's fragile health care system. The International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies said in a statement that urgent global support, including health and testing services, as well as vaccinations, are needed to slow the spread of the coronavirus, which is surging across Afghanistan. The statement said the World Health Organization reported that almost half of tested samples are coming back positive, indicating an alarming spread of the virus. It said the underfunded and understaffed national health system was struggling to cope with a surge in cases. The U.S. Justice Department said Wednesday that three men have pleaded guilty to crimes linked to plans to attack power grids in the United States to promote white supremacist ideology. Assistant Attorney General for National Security Matthew Olson said in a statement, quote, these three defendants admitted to engaging in a disturbing plot in furtherance of white supremacist ideology to attack energy facilities in order to damage the economy and stoke division in our country. The statement said the suspects each pleaded guilty to one count of conspiring to provide material support to terrorists. The agency said the terrorists were planning to carry out the federal offense of destroying energy facilities. And European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has announced a more than $172 billion investment plan for Africa as part of the European Union's Global Gateway Infrastructure Initiative. Von der Leyen made the announcement at a news conference in Senegal's capital, Dakar. She spoke to reporters alongside President Macky Sall. Von der Leyen is in the West African nation to prepare for an EU-African Union summit scheduled for next week. Marissa Melton, VOA News.